What's weird is people call you up and, you know, you they ask for a name, you tell them it's the wrong number, and they don't believe that. That's what just kills me. How can they not? Why would you make that up, you know? And then, so then they have to tell you the telephone number that they're trying to dial, like, they're like, this isn't 213-3125. So they don't believe me anyway. So I just, I go like a million miles in the air. No, this is 998-7999. What the hell's wrong with you? What are you, drunk? You're drunk, aren't you? The guy won't try again for like an hour. Oh, man. I wasn't even close. Honey, you dial. I think I had the phone upside down.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, it's Richard, and I'm very tired. You're listening to Bonersode 19 for August 23rd, 2019. This Bonersode was produced by Phi. Thank you, Phi, for helping me enforce air traffic safety. That's what I did in these calls, which I made a few days ago, and I can't remember how they turned out. Let's listen.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm trying to reach the Marla trustee.
Yes, who's calling?
This is Winston with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Would that be you? I have this number here.
Yes, that's my number.
Oh, okay. Again, this is Winston. And the reason I'm calling is I just wanted to inform you that next Monday, the crew will be coming out to install the new air traffic safety lights on the rooftop.
You're calling me to tell me what?
To install the new air traffic safety lights on the roof.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah, they're coming out on Monday. No. There was a little bit of a schedule change, I'm sorry?
No, we're not putting any lights on my house.
Oh, no, it's not anything that you do, or that you're doing. We're taking care of it, all, you know, everything, there's no cost to you or anything, but
Which part of what I'm saying are you not understanding?
Why are you yelling at me like that?
You're not putting anything on my house, and to give me a call like this and tell me that, I mean, you know.
You didn't get the, we sent you an email, or I don't know if it reached you or not, but we sent you an email a couple months ago. Did you not receive that?
No, I didn't receive it.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah, it sounds like you're out of the loop. Yeah,
sounds like you're a whole bunch of people out of the loop. I can tell you right now, you're not putting any lights on my house.
Okay, well, let me bring you up to speed before you bite my head off.
Well, no, you put it all in an email.
I'm not emailing you again. You're kind of a dick, so let me just, I'm either going to tell you now or...
Well, no, you understand it completely, and I guarantee you nobody's putting anything on my house.
Oh, I guarantee you they are. On Monday, they'll be there at 10 o'clock. You don't even know what I'm talking about yet. You haven't let me explain. You keep just barking at me.
When you said light, you went the wrong way. Well, you know, sorry, bud.
Okay, well, do you want me to explain?
Hello.
Hey, sir?
Yeah.
Hey, you hung up before I could even explain what's happening. Did you want me to fill you in, or did you just want to find out after the fact? Because I was just giving you a courtesy call to let you know that they'll be there on Monday.
And who's authorized this?
The Homeowners Association. I already told you that. Well, you wouldn't quit barking at me. Let me just explain, and then you can decide what you want to do. So on Monday, at 10 o'clock, a crew is going to arrive, and they're going to be installing air traffic safety lights on the rooftop. And they're doing that for everyone. It's not just your house. So it's not like we're singling you out or anything.
Well, in case you don't understand, I'm in a lawsuit with the HOA. And this is the first I've heard of anything, and we're not putting anything in here.
Okay, but it's mandatory, so this isn't something that you can object to. It's definitely happening.
Where is it mandatory? Who decided it's mandatory?
The HOA. We're doing it for everyone. It's not just you.
I don't care. That's fine, buddy. I don't care what the HOA.
Okay, but you're acting like you get special treatment or something. Like, I don't know who the hell you think you are.
This is a
prank.
Oh, who's that on the phone now?
I'm Craig. Rich is on the line.
I can't understand a word you're saying. You got a shit connection.
You know,
shit connection. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So anyway, I don't know who you think you are, mister, but they're definitely going to be there on Monday, so I don't know what to tell you. Maybe just take the stick out of your ass and, you know, accept that, you know, things happen sometimes and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, obviously...
Who are you? Who are you anyways? I don't even know who you are.
I'm Craig. I'm the lawyer for Rick. And... I appreciate just a little bit
okay,
of
okay, well, this doesn't have anything to do with you. I don't know where the other guy went, but, you know, I don't even need to talk to you.
Okay, we won't talk. Just, you have no authority to come on that property until we approve.
Of course we do.
Right?
Of course we do. We're the HOA. Yeah. We have jurisdiction over the whole neighborhood. I don't think you understand how the law works. You need to take a closer look at the contract.
Great. All right.
You're like you're a rookie. You're a first year rookie.
Why don't you come to my office and tell me how the law works? But in the meantime,
hello.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Who's calling, please?
Oh, it's Sleeve with the HOA.
Okay.
Hey, I was just calling because the crew is going to be coming by your house tomorrow to install the new air traffic safety lights on your roof.
To do what?
To install the new air traffic safety lights on your roof.
But new what on my roof?
Yeah, you know, the air traffic safety lights for the Amazon drones.
The what?
Can you hear me okay, or are you just not understanding what I'm saying?
No, I don't have my hearing aids in tonight, so I can't really...
Oh, okay. So a crew is coming by tomorrow at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to be installing air traffic safety lights on your roof.
Well, is this a government ordinance that fulfills a certain requirement?
Well, it's all through the HOA, you know, because it's for public safety, because we can't have these...
It's arranged by who?
The HOA.
So this is a requirement by the part of the government.
I didn't say anything about the government. You're the one that brought up the government. You're not one of those tinfoil hat guys, are you?
I think I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Well, there's no passing. They're going to be there tomorrow, so...
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jeffrey?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, it's Sleeve with the HOA.
Steve?
Yeah, Sleeve McDykel.
Yes?
Yeah, I was just calling because next Monday at about 11 o'clock, the crew's coming out to install those air traffic safety lights on your rooftop.
On my rooftop?
Yeah, and you don't need to be there or anything, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm sorry?
I think you've got the wrong number, Steve.
Oh, no, you're over there at 1217, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, it's the whole street. It's not just you. But, yeah, everyone's getting...
So what are you doing? I'm sorry.
Well, I won't be doing it myself. I'm just making the courtesy calls, but a crew is coming out on Monday, and they'll be installing the air traffic safety lights, you know, on top of everyone's roofs.
Are you kidding me?
No, you didn't. You should have got the...
No, I don't know anything about this.
Oh, you didn't get the letter in the mail about... Boy, it's been 2 months now? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why you didn't get it, but let me just kind of bring you up to speed. So, you know, Amazon, they're starting their new delivery drone program in the area.
Is this optional or is this mandatory?
Yeah, it's mandatory. But like I said, everyone's getting them, so it's not like... You know.
So, can you just give me a second? I want to write down your name and number. I want to talk to the president of the HOA.
Oh, okay. You're one of those people. Okay, yeah.
I'm one of those people, yes.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
I'm one of those people. Go ahead.
My name's Winston. Last name is Sleeve. And the phone number's on your caller ID, or I can give it to you if you don't have it in front of you.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
830... And what else did you need to know?
And what firm are you with?
Oh, you know, the Homeowners Association.
You're not with the association. Cause I'm on the board, and I wouldn't know about it if you were with the HOA.
Yeah, well, you know, with Corp, the management.
Okay, you didn't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're with the Homeowners Association.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I just apples and oranges, you know? Thought it was kind of implied.
Maybe for you, not for me. I'm one of those people, remember?
Okay, smartass.
You call me a smartass?
Yeah, but you're being kind of a smartass. Why are you making my job so difficult? Like, I was giving you a courtesy call, and you're just treating me like I'm trash. You know, I'm a person.
I'm not treating you like you're trash.
Yeah, but you got an attitude. You got a tone. You know, like, I'm less than human. Like, oh, you're above me. You know?
You're coming onto my property unannounced.
I told you, I'm not going to be there. I'm just making the calls.
Okay, Winston, I got your message loud and clear.
Okay, was there something wrong? Like, what's going on in your life that you treat people like this?
It's none of your business.
Oh, tell me about it. Come on, just open up a little bit. You know, it helps to talk about things.
Hello?
Hey, is this Bruce?
I see.
Hey, Bruce, it's Sleeve with the HOA.
Okay.
And I was just calling because there was a little bit of a schedule mix-up, and the crew was actually going to be coming by your house tomorrow at about 10 o'clock to install those new air traffic safety lights on your roof.
Do what? I know nothing about it.
Oh, you didn't get the newsletter that we sent out about a month ago?
Nope.
Regarding the new Amazon delivery program, they have those drones now.
Okay.
And yeah, so because they still have human pilots, so we're going to be installing the air traffic safety lights on all our rooftops, you know, that way the pilots can see and navigate safely at night and when there's low visibility and all that.
No, I don't want anything like that on my house.
Oh, no, everybody's, it's not just you. We're not singling you out or anything. You know, they're going up on all the rooftops because otherwise, you know, end up having drones smash into roofs and things like that. And, you know, we don't want that, so... Yeah, it's
well,
just,
I don't know anybody's going to be around tomorrow, and no, I did not get anything from y'all.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm not sure why you didn't get it, but yeah, you don't have to be there. They don't need, you know, to come inside your house. They're just going to be up on your roof for about an hour tops, and it's just 2 4-foot poles, and then they have a string of those red lights, you know, like you would see on skyscrapers or anything I'm sorry?
I don't really want, I mean, I guess... every house in the neighborhood is going to have 4-foot red lights on their roof.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's just for safety, you know, because otherwise, I mean, you don't want a drone to crash into your rooftop in the middle of the night.
Well, but I don't want to look at 4-foot of red lights on everybody's house. It looks like an airport.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's getting them, though, so it's not like you're going to stick out or anything, you know? I mean, it's no big deal, you know? It's just, you know, they're just going to
be... And you're Lee. I guess I don't know who you... I don't know you. What part of the neighborhood are you in?
Oh, I'm not actually in the neighborhood. But, you know, I'm just the administrative assistant.
For who?
Oh, for the HOA.
No. I'm good. I need to get something in writing from somebody before...
Well, sir, I said, sir, we sent you a letter. It's been almost...
I didn't get it.
Well, I'm not sure why you didn't get it, or maybe you did and you just thought it was junk or something, but
nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like an option.
I read all my mail. I didn't get a letter.
Well, I apologize. I don't know why you didn't receive it, but yeah, unfortunately, it's not optional. Like, everyone's getting them. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's a requirement.
It is optional. Well, it's my house. I'll call the president of HOA and let me talk to him first.
Well, I mean, he's going to tell you the same thing, but that's kind of why I'm making this courtesy call, because, you know, it was going to happen in a couple of weeks, but things got moved around, and they're going to be there tomorrow, like I said, at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Let me call HOA. I've got your number. I'll call you back.
Well, I mean, there's really nothing. Do you have any other questions? Because there's really nothing else to discuss. Like I said, they're going to be there, and it's a mandatory thing.
Well, yeah,
so.
No, I mean, how is it mandatory? This is my house.
Well, right, but you're still under our jurisdiction, so it's part of the charter now.
Whose jurisdiction?
You know.
Like I said, I received nothing from you.
Hey, can you tell Mary to shut the fuck up back there? I can hear her just prattling on.
Hey, you don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, but I'm talking to you.
What to do.
I'm trying to talk to you, and she's just rambling in the background.
Well, and I'm telling you.
Just give her a little swat on the butt.
Do what?
Just give her a little swat on the butt. Just go away, honey. Let the man handle it.
No, that ain't the way it works around here.
Oh, okay, well, you need to grow a pair, but that's another problem. But yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow, and, you know, just don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Like, everybody's getting them,
yeah,
so.
Is.
Well, don't be such a rabble-rouser.
I'm not a rabble-rouser.
Yeah, but
I don't like getting a phone call at 8 o'clock telling me what's going to happen to my house.
Well, I apologize for calling so late, but I mean, you know, this is a courtesy call. Like, I didn't want them to just show up and you be, you know, caught with your pants down.
Well, I'll be expecting them.
Well, what does that mean?
I will be here waiting for them.
Well, that sounds kind of threatening. Is there something I should be worried about?
Not threatening at all. I'm just make sure I'm here tomorrow.
Okay, well, you can greet them then. They'll be there tomorrow, like I said, 10 o'clock. And be putting. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, the lights themselves, you know, they're those high-powered halogen lights. And, you know, they'll be plugging them into your grid. But just so you know, I mean, since you didn't get the newsletter, I'll just give you kind of a heads up. Also, you'll be compensated with the free Amazon Prime subscription. So it'll all kind of balance out, you know? Like, it's going to cost you any electricity, but...
This is Linda.
Well, hi, Linda. It's Leave with the HOA. Linda?
What HOA?
For...
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry to call so late.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the reason I'm calling is there was a little bit of a schedule mix-up, and the crew is actually going to be coming by your house tomorrow at about 10 o'clock to install those new air traffic safety lights on your roof. So I just wanted to give you a kind of a heads up because, you know, like I said, they're going to be there tomorrow instead of in a couple of weeks like they were originally planned.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, the new air traffic safety lights that are going up on everyone's rooftop in the neighborhood.
Never heard about it.
Oh, you didn't get the newsletter that we sent out? It's been almost a couple of months ago now.
I'm on the homeowner. I am on the board. I would have known about this.
This is news to you, though? I mean, you know, it's kind of been going around for a while now.
Never heard a thing about it.
Oh, shoot. I don't know how you got left out of the loop. Yeah, let me kind of just give you a brief recap then. You know, there's that new Amazon drone delivery program in the area. And so...
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I guess kind of missing all the details. Yeah, Amazon's, you know, doing delivery with, you know, drones now. And I guess their pilots, you know, because they still have, like, manned pilots back at the office, they need to be able to navigate safely at night. So, you know, we're going to be putting up the air traffic safety lights on your rooftop and, you know, everyone in the neighborhood. That way the drones don't end up just crashing into your roof.
Okay.
You know, it's for visibility, like, not just for at night, but anytime there's low visibility.
Okay. I've got your number. I'll call you back in just a second.
Well, why would you do that? Is
because
this bad time, or
I've never heard about this. I'm going to call the other board members. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I just explained it to you, though. Did you have any questions?
No, I talked to the other board members. I'm not having anything done to my house.
Well, I mean, it's not optional. Like, everyone's doing it. It's not just you. You're not being singled out or anything.
It's my house. I can do it if I want. Okay, I'll call you back.
All right, but you're under our jurisdiction, though, so.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ann.
Hello, yes.
Hey, it's Sleeve with the HOA.
With the HOA? What are you talking about?
You know.
I'm not in.
Oh, you're not over there at 101?
Well, that is not.
Well, yeah, but you're still within our jurisdiction, though.
Well, who do you represent?
Well, I'm with, but, you know, all the whole area is, you know, managed by us.
We're not under your homeowners association.
Yeah, I know that, but you're still kind of within our jurisdiction for certain things. And that's
what's the point?
Well, that's what I was getting to, but you jumped down my throat.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So I was just calling because a crew's coming out tomorrow at about 11 o'clock, and they're going to be installing those new air traffic safety lights on your roof. So I just wanted to give you a heads up, that's all.
They'll be what? Installing air traffic safety lights on our roof?
Yeah, you know, for the Amazon drones, so they can navigate safely at night and all that.
I can't believe this. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hi, Armando?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just calling because tomorrow a crew is going to be stopping by your house to install the new traffic lights on your rooftop.
Okay. Huh? That's a prank. Yeah, what is your name again?
Winston.
Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Mary. I was just talking to Armando about the traffic safety lights.
I don't know what you're talking about, traffic safety lights.
Oh, I was just mentioning to Armando about the air traffic safety lights that are going up on everyone's roofs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's for the... You didn't get the newsletter that we sent out?
Nope.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm not sure why you didn't receive it. It's for the new Amazon drones that are going to be flying around. You know, the pilots, they can't safely navigate at night, you know, without those blinking traffic safety lights. It just makes it so that, you know, they know not to, you know, smash into your roof or something crazy like that.
Well, there's no lights going on our roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, everyone's getting them in the neighborhood. It's just a couple of little, like, there's, like, these metal bar things that are going to stick up off your roof. And then it's got the little red blinking lights, you know, just like you would see on top of, you know, skyscrapers or anything tall.
I don't think so. Not on my roof.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's not like an optional thing. Everyone's getting them. You know, we're doing it for every house in the area.
Nope. Amazon drones don't need to be in the neighborhood. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Amazon delivers all over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so
yes,
that,
but they don't need drones.
Yeah, that's the new delivery drone program. Haven't you heard about that yet?
No.
Yeah, it's a small, you know, little robot kind of thing that just carries packages to and fro. But, you know, they still have human pilots back at their office. And, you know, the safety lights are so that the drone pilots can navigate safely at night, you know? Or if it's low visibility. Because otherwise, you know, those...
Nope.
They'll just smash into your roof, or you don't want that to happen,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
Why do you keep saying nope? I don't understand. I'm just letting you know that they're
going
to be there tomorrow.
No, because I'm not doing it, because I don't...
Well, ma'am, it's not optional. I was just... This is just a courtesy call to let you know that they're going to be there tomorrow, and you don't have to be home or anything. They're just going to be up on your roof for about 30 minutes or so. Doesn't take long.
Not without my consent.
Well, we don't need your consent, ma'am. Like I said, it's not optional. This is required for the entire neighborhood.
No. Is it dictated by the city?
No, it's all through the HOA. You're under our jurisdiction. I mean, I don't understand, you know, what the objection here is. You don't want the drones to just smash into your roof, do you?
No, I don't want drones in my neighborhood, and I don't want lights on my roof, period.
Well, I mean, you can't stop Amazon. They're going to be delivering all over. Even if they're not delivering to your house, they might deliver to your neighbors or, you know, someone a couple streets over. I mean,
nope.
You're kind of fighting the future. Can't do that. You're fighting progress, you know? What do you have against Amazon? You're not one of those anti-capitalists, are you? One of those commies?
Thank you for the call.
Well,
and,
I mean...
I'll deal with it when they come tomorrow. If this was a courtesy call, thank you very much.
Well, what do you mean you'll deal with it? That sounds kind of threatening.
No, I'm not threatening.
Well, what do you mean you're going to deal with it?
No, I'm sorry. You're not allowed on my roof, and you're not coming tomorrow. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to be there. I'm just making the call.
Hello?
Hey, Armando. I think we got disconnected. I was talking to Mary a minute ago.
Dominion.
Hello?
Your mailbox is in violation if they come on the mailbox.
Put your mailbox for what?
The man got called.
Strange.
He's going
and
around.
What else strange is this guy sound like a kid?
No, they're not. No, they have pirated people's names in here.
Yeah.
They got their hands on the directory, so.
Hello, Armando?
So, I don't know if we can trace that number. We need to.
So, what are people saying? Oh, no, we are.
They're coming tomorrow to put lights on the roof for safety for the Amazon drones. You know, right? Amazon delivers by drone.
Yeah, well, that's
I'm
saying that. I'm saying that.
I'm
saying that.
I'm
saying
that. I'm saying that. Well, frankly, man, we don't need your approval.
Yes, you
should
come
on my property.
Yeah. You want a shotgun? We have
faith. Oh, he's going to shoot me. I knew it.
Oh, that sounds threatening. Threatening?
Really?
Yeah. I
don't know. It's there was going around with
a whole bunch
of people got called. they're Chinese, so they struggle with the English language. And they call for what? They said your mailbox, and they come over and redo your mailbox. I said,
so they call over here as a kind of an email, or what?
Yeah, you can send an email. This is what they were saying, and they said it was HOA.
Yeah.
They
said
it was HOA?
Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah. They gave us a name.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Armando.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was talking to Mary, but we got disconnected before I could tell her the rest.
Okay, look, I'm a lawyer in the state of... If you call again...
You're a paralegal at best.
I will come after you.
You're a paralegal at best.
I'm calling.
That's what Carlito would say.
Don't call again.
Oh, don't call the police.
Okay. Don't call again.
Thank you. That's silly. Don't call the police. I hope you enjoyed listening to me use the same idea over and over. Thanks again to Fi for being today's producer, and thanks to all of you for your support. I really appreciate it. See you next time.
This number is getting reported to the Sheriff's Department right now.